Hello, and welcome to Canada Reads American Style. This is Shauna.
And I'm Rebecca.
This month, we are reading two books for December to finish out the long list. That is This Accident of Being Lost by Leanne Simpson and The Chimps of Fauna Sanctuary by Andrew Westall. So let's go into our impressions of This Accident of Being Lost. This Accident of Being Lost is a compilation of short stories, poems, songs, lyrics. It's got a whole bunch of random, maybe not random, I guess. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would say it's not random because it's like I always say about short story collections. Nothing's random, but I don't always necessarily understand how they work or the point of them, to be honest. I really don't, but... So I'm sure that everything is highly curated in terms of it being in the book and where its placement is in the book.
Gotcha.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, as you first start off, you can already see that there's lots of...
Indigenous words.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was talking about... Oh. No, you're fine. When you use acronyms, there you know.
Oh, okay.
Go. There we go. Well, I am rusty. I'm like super rusty.
I am too. You know, it's getting close to the holidays. We're tired. You know, the long list has been long.
Yes.
The whole year. We're tired. We're starting to lose steam, I think.
Definitely. So first impressions of this book, I know that I've gotten, actually, you know what? I pretty much read this book almost straight through in one sitting, one or two. And I didn't really necessarily have to take a break because it is nice and short due to its short story compilation. It's only about 100 pages. And the breakup between the different types of stories. So like you'll have a short story that's maybe 1 to 5 pages long, not even maybe 1 to 4 pages long. And then you'll have a song or a poem. And then it goes into another short story that's 1 to 3 pages long.
So my first impression of this book is that I had to look a lot of stuff up because you know me, if I don't understand something, I'm going to look it up. The old librarian training, I guess. And so one of the things I discovered is that if you go to iTunes, and of course, people who know her already know this, but of course we didn't. But a lot, if you look her up on iTunes, a lot of these songs are on iTunes where she has music behind it and she's sort of speaking the song or poem or whatever it is. But that was really kind of interesting. So a lot of them, those ones that are just like a page long, if you look them up on iTunes, there they are. That's my first impression, is that I had to put a lot of extra work into it just because I wanted to understand the context of everything I was reading.
Right. And we're going to get a little bit more in depth about that in our review, just because I think we both have some interesting things to say about that.
Sure.
So next, let's go into The Chimps of Fauna Sanctuary, and it is a true story of resilience and recovery by Andrew Westall. And this book is a book about animal experimentation on chimpanzees and their recovery in a rehabilitation center in Canada.
Yeah, it's a sanctuary. I mean, when you read the book, you'll hear Gloria Groh's story about she had this property and she wanted to do some sort of sanctuary, and the chimpanzees, whether they chose her or she chose them, it's a really beautiful story. So my first impression though is I was going to cry reading it. And I did, I cried a lot because there would be a chapter, you'd start out with a chapter that was, you know, about the actual sanctuary and about the chimps, and then you would read about their past history.
Mm.
And I'm not kidding you. I cried through. Well, I talked to you about it. I was crying.
Yeah.
When I talked to you about it. I was in the car with my mother explaining something to her. I cried. A friend of mine, I was explaining it to him. I cried in front of him. So I don't know if it's that the average person would cry reading this, but I have a good friend who's, disabled, has a service dog, and she's very obviously loves animals, a very compassionate person, and loves nonfiction. And when I showed her the book, she just handed it back to me and she said, there's no way I could read this. So I think people like myself will really struggle.
Mm.
And maybe other people won't, but My first impression was it was going to be a really, really tough read for me.
Yeah. And, you know, Rebecca, why don't you tell us one of the reasons why this book was written, historically speaking? Because I think that's maybe the reason, I mean, the reason to read it is due to that act that was supposed to be passed in the past.
Yeah. If you get through the book, because I mean, I did finish reading it. Maybe we should talk about this more in the review. But basically, it was written because Gloria Groh, it sounds like, asked Andrew Westall to come to the sanctuary and write this book to help try to generate interest and activism on behalf of the chimps, because there was a law in the United States that they were trying to pass. It was GAPA. And you get towards the end of the book and you realize that's why he was writing it. And it was published in 2011. Mm. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in detail. But it makes sense now why it was written. Because at first you're reading it and you're saying, why are you telling me this horrific story about these chimps and how they suffered? But then when you realize it was an act of activism, then I was 100% behind it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hope that you got the chance to read along with us, and we are going to be publishing our reviews later in the month. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, tell your friends all about Canada Reads American Style.
Bye.